Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Soldotna City Council met on Wednesday, October 25th, to discuss an ordinance that would allow a grant to go towards purchasing a very special item for the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. The ordinance would increase estimated revenues and appropriations by $69,500 in the Homeland Security Grant Fund for a grant received from the state of Alaska for the purchase of a virtual reality firearms training simulator. Chief Gene Meek speaks about how this device is more than just a firearms training simulator, but it can actually do so much more. Officers can enter a simulation by wearing a special pair of goggles. It then transports them into various situations, including ones that are not seen on the daily.
We can do de-escalation techniques as far as dealing with those with who are mentally ill or have mental wellness issues. You can test your knowledge of use of force topics. You can have almost an unlimited situational environment where you can train on current concepts by creating a simulation of those current topics within the system. It allows the officers to train and interact and get advanced training through a system where they don't have to experience this on the street. They get to experience this in an environment that we create that's protected. And it develops them experience and the ability to perform under high stress situations within the simulator.
The device is portable and only takes about a quarter of a large room, so it's mobile as well. Meek explains that he plans to use this device on a monthly basis so the officers can constantly train and prepare for any situation.
The mobility of the device also allows us to bring in other agencies so that we can cross-train with the Alaska State Troopers, Kenai Police Department, other agencies that we would have a multi-agency interaction with.
The state of Alaska and the Fairbanks North Star Borough received $10 million to improve the air quality. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency awarded $10 million in targeted airshed grant funding on Monday, October 23rd, to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to help the Fairbanks North Star Borough improve air quality in the non-attainment area. The EPA's targeted airshed grants are used to support local clean air projects in areas facing the highest levels of ground-level ozone and fine particulate matter, commonly known as smog and soot. Since Alaska's first targeted airshed grant in 2017, the EPA has provided nearly $42 million to help the state and borough improve air quality. The borough will use the grant funds to reduce direct fine particulate matter emissions in the Fairbanks North Star Borough non-attainment area through multiple projects, removing and replacing solid-fueled heating devices, replacing oil heating appliances with natural gas or propane, and expanding the availability of natural gas to underserved communities via mainline extensions. Wood smoke remains the largest source of fine particulate pollution in the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The borough's existing wood stove conservation program has removed or converted 464 wood stove or other solid fuel-fired heating devices in the non-attainment area. This grant is estimated to remove or convert an additional approximately 335 solid-fueled heating devices and oil heating appliances to natural gas or propane. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
A federal grand jury returned a 16-count indictment charging 10 defendants with running a large-scale drug trafficking ring in Alaska. According to the indictment, 10 individuals engaged in a conspiracy to traffic at least 12 kilograms of fentanyl into Alaska.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.